This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Many homeowners would like to install a solar energy system, but have been dissuaded by the substantial investment it requires, even knowing that the savings the system will generate over the years will more than offset that upfront cost. Sonoma County is now poised to remove that obstacle through a project known as the Energy Independence Program.
They will loan money up front to homeowners and businesses to retrofit their homes for energy efficiency and also install solar panels, both thermal and photovoltaic. There also are some water conservation measures included in this. So it's a way for homeowners to borrow money up front, no down payment, and pay it off over 20 years on their property tax bill.
Marty Roberts, co-director of Solar Sonoma County, was among the advocates who endorsed the program in concept before county supervisors yesterday. Under this program, home and business owners would be able to finance the full cost of the energy efficiency improvements and repay the loan through an additional charge on their property tax bill. The cost, along with the upgrades, would remain attached to the property and be transferred along with the title whenever it was sold. John Sutter is a contractor with BCC Builders in Sebastopol. The way he sees it, everyone involved stands to benefit.
Construction is quite depressed right now, and it is an excellent way to put many of our skilled tradesmen to work. Besides reducing people's PG&E bills and making their homes more comfortable, it's a win-win-win.
The supervisors have scheduled a public hearing on the program for March 24th. One change that may be made before that is the addition of a requirement that participants have a full energy audit done before any improvements are made. Michael Allen, an aide to State Senator Pat Wiggins, was among those urging that change.
The California legislature, when they adopted AB 32, wanted the cities and the counties and homeowners to be able to have a measurable as to what their baseline is. And so we think that it would be very advisable to have that in this program. We think by doing that, eventually people will be able to rate their homes by energy efficiency so that when you buy them, you know exactly what your energy costs are going to be.
The energy independence loans could be applied to solar panels, tankless water heaters, dual-pane windows, low-energy heating and air conditioning systems, and other home improvements. The vast majority of these projects, notes John Sutter, would be retrofits of existing buildings.
Sonoma County is a world leader in an attempt to retrofit 80% of our residences before 2020. This is a major undertaking. We're looking at perhaps 200 houses a day. Nobody else anywhere in the world is trying to do so much so fast.
It's a pioneering program, agrees Marty Roberts, one that will draw a lot of interest and attention from all across the country.
The whole country is watching us on this. We're part of the Solar America Cities program, and we're going to be going back to a national conference at the end of March. People are going to be very interested to hear about this. All 25 Solar America cities will be there, and the Department of Energy and the National Renewable Energy Labs. We're going to have a lot to tell them about.
Barry Cogbill, the coordinator of Solar Sonoma County's vendor committee, says the first projects to get funded should be underway before summer.
It'll be available within unincorporated parts of the county first, and then the different cities will be adopting it over probably the next 30 days. So I would imagine by May 1st, we should have everybody on board.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.